Freeport Mudbugs legend and Zamboni pilot, Scott Musket, joining us.
And dog poop picker-upper, yeah.
Yeah, I was there one night during one of the Odessa games, and I was going to try to holler at you, but you were so concentrating on that ice. But had a great time. Scott, thanks for joining us.
The big question to you, and it came up yesterday, have the Mudbugs ever asked the Caddo Parish Commission for money?
No.
Never.
No, the Mudbugs have never, no.
Could you use some money from the Caddo Parish Commission? You have a few needs up there, I would assume.
Yeah, here's the thing. When Michael Playman brought the Mudbugs to Shreveport, there was a cost of doing business. He knew what that cost was, and that's why businessmen do business. They calculate the risk. They calculate the reward. And then John Madden came in, and he made those same choices, you know. And then Tommy Scott came in, and Tommy to this day, you know, it's Tommy's birthday today. Happy birthday, Tommy.
Yep.
And Tommy to this day makes every choice that he makes, understanding that those choices come with consequences, and that's the cost of doing business. When we moved into the Hirsch, not only did we not ask the city for money to improve their building, we spent $3 million of our own money on their building that we play in now.
Right.
And Mike, I love you, but this is what you have to understand. If you don't have heat to burn out humidity, the humidity rises, cools, condenses, and falls as rain in the building.
Yes.
And then
we need heat in there.
Then this poor old bugger that runs this thing, he has to be up here at 4:30 in the morning knocking off poop nipples off the ice because it falls onto the ice. And you know that pretty ice that you said I was so concentrated on?
Yeah.
Well, I'm concentrated on it because that is, you know, that is one of those costs of doing business that I take personal, you know. So the Mudbugs haven't asked for money, and I'll be honest with you, the Mudbugs never will ask for money.
If they do this, you still won't go before them and ask for money?
Nope.
Explain why not.
Because it's not, you know what I want you to do? I want you to come to a hockey game. And I want you to come. I'm providing you with a service that has a value, you know?
Absolutely.
I want you to buy your tickets, come to a hockey game, see what we do, and then decide, hey, you know what? This is awesome. I'm coming back.
Mm-hmm.
That is what sports franchises are designed to do. And I shouldn't have to take money from the parish to be able to impact kids' lives. I'm providing a service to our fans that they can come and be entertained. I'm providing a service to my players that I'm helping you become a better human being. You should want to give back to your community. I shouldn't have to give you $32,000 to give back to the community you play in.
You're a longtime sports guy. Do you think it's a bad idea to use tax dollars for any sports team? Let's leave the Saints out of this equation. NFL's a different animal. But for teams like these, bad idea to use tax dollars, my tax dollars for this.
Listen, this is very difficult for me because I don't want this to come across as that there's sour grapes or anything. I was the first one to say, you know what? Like, I'm inviting the Rougarou into George's Pond because I believe that Shreveport needs more sport. I believe all of that, and I think it's a great thing. But folks, if you believe that $32,500 is going to put the Rougarou into a place where they are successful, you're so wrong. Like we have never asked for money from the parish because the amount of money that the parish or the city or anybody other than our business people, folks, that money if I'm asking you for that money, it's because I need it to pay a bill. Mm. If I have to have that money to pay a bill, I'm in big trouble, man. Mm. I'm in big trouble.
Scott Musket with the Mudbugs. You pay for hotels for visiting teams, and you put up all the visitors, don't you?
Yeah, that's a cost of doing business. Like, you do those things just like you pay for your utilities, just like you pay for your rent, just like you pay for your league dues, just like you pay for
your heat like in the arena.
That's right. If I had heat, I'd pay for that too. Listen, I really, this is very important to me. I do want a sports franchise other than the Mudbugs to be successful in this area. This is not me speaking on behalf of the Mudbugs. I don't think that this is a path that is a good one for the city of Shreveport to take, the parish to take. I think that if you want a sports franchise to be successful, you have to go out and make it successful. And that doesn't come from somebody else's money. It comes from you doing a job that gives a product that makes people say, hey, I want to invest in it. I want to support it.
Let me ask you this, Scott Musket, with the Mudbugs. There was some talk about the Mudbugs yesterday during the meeting and why the Rougarou could not play at Hirsch. And they said they really can't play on top of the ice. Y'all seasons are kind of commingling, and that they couldn't play on turf on top of the ice because it would cause too many injuries to these players. Did they try to come back and play at the Hirsch again, or what? Why are they not at the Hirsch anymore?
So I am not. I'm not going to get into that. There is a reason that they did not come back to the Hirsch,
and it's not about the ice.
And it is not about the ice,
folks. Okay.
Let's think about this for a second. Okay, think about this. This is the process that happens when you change ice into basketball, which happens in big facilities in a day. There's a hockey game in the morning and a basketball game in the afternoon. It happens all the time, everywhere, right?
Right.
What happens is you bring out a floor covering, right? A fiber floor covering. Some are wood, some are fiberglass, but you cover up all the ice, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then on top of that, you put the turf, the exact same turf that you put on top of concrete. Now, I'm not trying to get scientific here, but which is harder, concrete or concrete covered by ice, covered by floor, and then turf?
Give me the ice.
That is a complete, fabrication of truth. Like, that is not the reason. There is a reason. That ain't it.
Mm. Let's just go back to general sports. Are you in trouble if you're a sports franchise and you've got 400 to 800 people butts in seats?
Well, I guess that depends on your rental agreement. Like, if you're not paying anything for rent and you're able to capitalize some financial gain from people buying hot dogs and hamburgers and beer and Coke and it just depends on your business model as to what you've got going out. I will tell you that when the Mudbugs were at Brookshire's Grocery Arena now, but CenturyTel back then, if we ever had under 1,000 people, we were reaching for our wallets. We were leaving dents in our butt because you were in trouble.
That's a good point. You know that they've got to put on a show. They've got to be the ones that bring people back. It's got to be on the Rougarou to make this work.
Yeah, I just think it's business. It's
cost of doing business.
I don't know how to explain it. Like, mm-hmm. to me, your dollars and cents has to add up on the column that at the end of the day you can afford to do business. Mm. If you get to the point where, wow, you know, we're not drawing big enough to pay our bills, then I hate to say this, but like, you're not going to go ask for 32.5 this year and never go back again.
Yeah.
You're going to, next year, you're going to ask for a flat 100,000. And
yeah, because you're still paying for those hotel rooms next year that they say they need the money to pay for the hotel rooms. Well, guess what? You're going to still need it next year, right?
Well, and again, like, okay, so if you use this money to pay for the hotel rooms, what's going to pay for the next thing that you have? And again, this is not me ripping on them. This is just like business 101. If you need that money to pay for that bill, where's the money going to come from to pay for the next bill and the next bill? Because I promise you, it can't be as simple as, you know, we just need help with hotel rooms. Mm. Like, there's...
Is it maybe the hope of well, we're going to be doing much, much better by this point next year, and we won't need that help? Do you think that might be the thinking? I know I'm asking conjecture here, but...
Well, I can only go off of, you know, what the Mudbugs have done. And I will tell you, our first year at the Hearst, way back in, are you guys ready for this? Way back in 1997, it hurts all over. Back in 1997, our attendance was huge. 98, it went down a little bit. 99, it went down a little bit. 2000, we moved over to the CenturyTel, and it went up big. And then the next year, it went down a little bit. It went down a little bit. Went down a little bit. Went down a little bit. And then when we came back here to the Hirsch, when we first moved into George's Pond, our numbers were good. The next year, they were better. The next year they were better. The next year they were better. The next year they were better. So there's two different scales to look at. When we were first here, the numbers went down every year. When we went over to the CenturyTel, the numbers went down every year. When we came back here, those numbers went up every year, and are still going up. Now, am I saying that the Ruger can't do that? No, I think that they can, but please keep in mind that all of that time, we didn't go to the city or the parish and say, "Hey, can you pay for our hotel rooms?" Because we can't do it.
Gotcha. Oh, Scott Musket, a great conversation. We appreciate your time this morning. There's more on this to be fleshed out, and we'll be working on it.
All right, guys. Thanks for having me.
Hey, real quick, game tonight.
Yes.
Puck drops.
Yeah. Let's get back to the show with Mike and McCarty on 101.7 FM and 710 Keel.
We also spoke with John Atkins, Caddo Parish Commissioner. We've got him coming up in about 10 minutes. 101.7 FM, 710 Keel, Mike and McCarty.
Breaking news and trending talk with Mike and McCarty on 101.7 FM and 710 Keel.
Caddo Parish Commissioner John Atkins joins us right after the break. Mike and McCarty, 101.7 FM, 710 Keel, and be sure to download the free Keel app.
Back with more of Mike and McCarty on 101.7 FM and 710 Keel.
Well, just as we suspected, Shreveport Security Systems message board lit up some of the messages. Saints are a Louisiana team. Rougarou are now a Bossier team. Let Bossier give them $32,000. Caddo Parish Commissioner John Atkins on the Jack Spring Electric Newsmaker Hotline. John, good morning.
Good morning, Mike. Good morning, Aaron.
Morning.
Thank you for jumping on with us in the vote. And I appreciate this difference. The vote was not to award the money. The vote was to advance for more questions and more information. But you still voted no on this proposal. Am I correct?
That's correct. And you are correct. The Monday work sessions are always just to set the agenda for the Thursday regular meetings. So Monday's work session, we simply forwarded, well, the majority of the commission forwarded this issue to the Thursday session, and it would still have to lay over for another 2 weeks before a final vote. But the reason I voted to not forward it is because I felt that, I mean, there's lots of good things associated with having arena football in our area, and I'm not opposed to that. I'm supportive of the program.
Mm-hmm.
My issue was just that I didn't think it was appropriate to use parish funds to fund a for-profit entity, and that wasn't going to change with any additional information. That was just a fact of the situation. So for that reason, I voted against forwarding it to the Thursday agenda.
Have the Mudbugs asked for money, and have the Mudbugs ever been given money by Caddo Parish?
That was asked yesterday, Aaron, and I can't remember. I don't recall ever having an appropriation of the Mudbugs in my 11 years on the commission, but I can't swear to that fact.
Okay. If this passes, does that open that door?
It does. It opens the door for a number of other nonprofit entities to receive funding.
You said nonprofit. You're talking about
other. Sorry. I misspoke. It opens the door for a number of for-profit entities to receive funding. There's an important distinction to make here. On the Caddo Parish Commission, we have two committees that allocate funding. One is what I call the nonprofit committee, the NGO committee, we call it, and the other is the Economic Development Committee. And years ago, several of us worked to impose some different rules on the Economic Development Committee. And those rules were that an Economic Development Committee project, in my mind, should yield a positive economic impact to the parish. The NGO committee supports nonprofits that don't necessarily have to have an economic return, but should have some social return. But the Economic Development Committee, the rules that we agreed to several years ago said that would have a certain, it would generate more economic benefit for the parish than the appropriation that was given. This situation was coming through economic development.
John, I'm going to tell you, I was a little angry at all 12 of you yesterday watching this. And I'm going to tell you why. Because I sit there and I'm watching the meeting, and not one of the 12, and I know you were a no vote regardless, said, what's the money for? Why do you need to come back and need more next year, next month? I mean, we don't even know what they're asking for the money for. Do we know? And we just didn't say it yesterday.
Yeah. We had the budget. The budget was on our screens. It was attached to the agenda. So we saw how those funds would be allocated.
And what is that?
A portion of it was, I can't remember all of the issues or all the line items, but one of the line items was funding for supporting teams that come into the community. So if you have a visiting team, apparently the rules, as I was told, the rules of the Arena Football League is that a team actually provides the lodging, you know, room and board for visiting teams. So a meaningful portion of that request was associated with providing room and board for visiting teams when they come in.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're building a hotel right there by the Brookshire Grocery Arena. Or we're certain right now they would stay in the Caddo Parish Hotel, but in the future, right there by the Brookshire Grocery Arena, which is in Bossier Parish.
Right. There's no, to me, it was not clear that they'd be staying in Caddo. They could stay anywhere in the area.
That was not required in this proposal.
No, I don't recall seeing a specific requirement that they stay in Caddo. It was mentioned during the discussion that they would likely stay in Caddo, but it wasn't. I don't recall it being a requirement.
We're talking with John Atkins, Caddo Parish Commissioner. John, are there specific requirements for funding for situations like this, a certain number of jobs, a certain, you know, benefits to the community for this type of funding?
Well, again, for an Economic Development Committee appropriation, the rules that we've operated by in the past have required that an economic development study be done before funding is allocated, and a study was done here, and that the economic impact, the positive economic impact, basically the tax benefits from the project would exceed the appropriation for the project. And in this particular case, the tax benefits, in my view, in my interpretation of the data, the tax benefits did not equal the size of the requested appropriation.
And let me say, I hope for the best for the Rougarou and Arena football here. I really do. I want them to succeed. I'm not opposed to them coming here and being successful. Historically, Arena football has not been successful in our area. Is that something that is being considered when maybe allocating these funds?
Well, I think that I think it was President Greg Young stated that that our community has not always indicated a willingness to support projects of this nature, in that attendance is oftentimes fairly low. Now, I guess the Mudbugs, they at one time had built a strong following, but they still weren't able to dollar out. I think the Arena football is still, they've yet to prove that the community really embraces their product offering. I, like you, Mike, would like to see them succeed and would like to see this program, this Arena football program, be a success in our community. But we'll just need to, you know, they'll need to illustrate through attendance that this is a product that the community wants to embrace.
Earlier last hour, I made this pledge, and I'm going to see if this is a good idea for you and if you'll chip in too, because you said you want to support the team however you can, but not with tax dollars. Why not spend the $30,000 if you're gonna spend it anyway, buy tickets to the Rougarou? I'll chip in another $1,000. I've already got two other people at $1,000. I'm sure you probably would put up $1,000. We'll get this to $50,000 by week's end, and we'll buy tickets. That'll help the Rougarou. Then we can give those tickets to underprivileged children who are doing good in school, who might become repeat customers. Better idea, Mr. Atkins?
Well, I think that the Rougarou organization had similar objectives in mind. They have been they have a program where, like, if a parent attends, if a parent buys a ticket, the child would go for free, or the children would go for free. So they're working on some programs like that. You know, Aaron, I'm happy to chip into that program myself, but I still don't think it's appropriate for the parish to use parish allocations or parish appropriations to a profit entity. I think the parish should stay out of the for-profit side of things.
Okay. I appreciate that attitude, John Atkins. I got a text that said, so could we give incentives by providing free lodging for the visiting teams at the Downtown Convention Center, to whom we also provide incentives?
Well, I believe the Hilton Downtown is its own entity.
Right.
So it does not receive city or parish funding?
It doesn't receive parish funding. I don't know about city funding. Okay. I don't study the city budget. But I think it's, you know, the hotel itself is a standalone entity, and but the convention center, you know, all the meeting space, that's owned by the city, but there's no lodging associated with the convention center itself.
I think he probably meant the hotel there. Okay. Right. Well, John, thank you so much.
And the city may have supported the hotel when it was built years ago in some way. That's just, I just don't know for sure.
Gotcha. We got a real quick question on the Shreveport Security Systems message board that asked, are they paying it back?
No, a appropriation is not a loan. It's a contribution.
And this sounds like expenses they would need every year. So they'll be back next year if we pass this, right?
That would likely be true.
Okay. Thank you, John Atkins. Appreciate your time.
Thank you all. Appreciate it. Take care. Have a good day.
Mm-hmm. You too, sir. 101.7 FM, 710 KEEL, Mike and McCarty.
Let's get back to the show with Mike and McCarty on 101.7 FM and 710 KEEL.
We have reached out to Keith Carter, owner of the Louisiana Rougarou. I love that name, the Rougarou. And I haven't heard back from him as far as getting a scheduled time yet.
He and I spoke yesterday. I have tried to gave him several options, and I will text him here in a minute or call him in a minute and see if he's picked a time, if he wants to come on the air and discuss what's going on. I do want to say also that I spoke with Dr. Ken Ward, who is the police jury administrator in Bossier Parish, and I spoke with him yesterday because there was a presentation before the Caddo Commission that they were asked, well, why isn't the Bossier Police Jury funding this? Because they play their games in Bossier, to which the reply was, well, the Bossier Police Jury is waiting for y'all to act, meaning the Caddo Commission, to act on spending $32,000 for the Rougarou. So I said, well, let me check. First, I checked the agenda for the Bossier Police Jury, which met yesterday or meets today. And there's nothing on the agenda for money for the Rougarou. So I called Dr. Ward, and he called me back yesterday afternoon. And he said, I asked, is there a proposal for you to give money to the Rougarou? Has that been presented to you? To which he said, no. It's the first I'm hearing of it. Haven't heard anything. So I said, if I were to tell you that the Bossier Police Jury is waiting for Caddo Parish to act, he goes, no, I don't have anything before me. Nobody's called any. No, so
they're not waiting. They're not aware of any.
No police jury member has come to him to say, hey, I want to measure on our agenda to give this money. It's that absolutely was not true. The Bossier Police Jury is absolutely not waiting on Caddo to act. That was someone peeing on your leg and telling you it's raining. And that and more of that is coming out. So it's not good. And somebody's blowing smoke, and the smoke ain't turning white or whatever it is at the Vatican. I don't know. It's just ugly smoke right now.
There's no Pope. There's no new Pope.
No. So I presume that our Caddo commissioners will do the right thing and will turn this down. They need to dispose of it Thursday. They don't need to carry it over for 2 weeks.
Right,
they need to dispose of it Thursday. There's too much in this that's shady. I'm hoping Keith Carter will come on and let's explain why you need the money. Will you need it again? You know, you're a franchise. You should be able to sell yourself and make money yourself without asking for government dollars. So we shall see. Chris Smith, Bossier City Council Chairman, coming up after 7 o'clock. They vote to end ties with the Bossier Arts Council. It's a done deal.
That's just sad.
It is sad.
But I don't blame the council.
I know.
I understand it, but it's still sad. So that's coming up after the news. 101.7 FM, 710 KEEL, Mike. Mike and McCarty on the Jack Spring Electric Newsmaker Hotline. Bossier City Councilman Chris Smith joining us. Chris, good morning. Thanks for jumping on with us.
Good morning. How are y'all?
Well, we're doing very well. The vote yesterday, 5-2, to cut ties with the Bossier Arts Council is, again, as an actor that's done shows it there for years and years, this is sad, but I understand the position of the council.
Yeah, and you know, there was also another agenda item on yesterday's agenda where the city is doing its part to try to make sure that the building stays open, the programming stays open. And look, after the meeting, there were some good conversations had with some of the staff and board members of the BAC. They have plans. They're going to be meeting with the city over the next couple weeks and coming up with a formalized plan of kind of what it's going to look like in the interim.
So, yeah, how will that work if the Bossier Arts Council is not there? How will those programs continue in the building?
So there's some people who have some space there. You know, I know there's someone who does art classes for homeschool kids, someone who does theater classes. The city is going to offer them that they can stay. We'll have an employee kind of running the building, taking over for the management of the building from the Arts Council. But anybody who's currently doing programming through the Bossier Arts Council that wants to stay in place, that is absolutely going to be on the table. There's already events. There's already galleries that are scheduled throughout the end of the year. All of that is our complete intention for all of that to continue to go forward as planned.
What's the happy ending to this, Chris Smith? They get in compliance and they come back in and everybody kisses and makes up?
Yeah. And I think so. And look, I was talking to one of the board members. She's brand new yesterday. And I said, you know, I know you may not see this right now, but the way the Arts Council was going before you got on here and all of the new board members got on here, the Arts Council was quickly going down a path to being defunct, because they would have continued to get further and further behind had the city not stepped in. They had major discrepancies. And so what they have been able to do is they have been able to fix that. So they will never be in this position again. The Arts Council now has a pretty bright future ahead of it, because some great people have gotten involved, done tremendous work over the last 5 weeks. They'll be able to get this thing back on the rails. And when they do, the Arts Council is going to have a bright future. I'm excited for them to come back to the city, for us to reengage our relationship, and us continue to thrive.
Will they be able to come back into the same building?
Absolutely. If that is their desire, then yes, that will certainly be on the table. You know, the city owns that building. There's really not you've been inside of it. There's not a whole lot of good use for it. It's perfect to be an arts building. So that's 100% our intention right now.
Good. I've heard criticism. I'm sorry, Aaron. I want to follow up on that. I've heard criticism that, well, the council has been trying to kick the Bossier Arts Council out for years. They want that building. That's not the case, is it?
That is 100% not the case. We have no big secret plan for the building. We're certainly not trying to sell it. We're not hoping that it turns into a restaurant or bar. All of these things I've seen on social media, they're just not true. It is the Bossier Arts Council building. It's a cultural building. You know, best case scenario, it could be turned into an office building, but the city doesn't need a new office building. We have plenty of office space.
Mm-hmm.
And so, our plan is to continue running programming out of there until the Arts Council gets back on its feet.
Very emotional yesterday from several folks who urged you and asked you, begged essentially, for more time, saying getting out by the end of the month. Who knows whose fixtures belong to who, and how is the city going to manage that to make sure the Bossier Arts Council doesn't take things that actually belong to the city, or that they do get the property that does belong to them?
Yeah, so this is going to kind of be a little bit of a long road. There's lots of things in the building that could be argued are the Arts Council. There's some things that I guess could be argued as the city's or joint ownership. It's going to be challenging at best. I encouraged yesterday the president of their board. I said, look, there's no point in waiting on this. You need to be calling the mayor's office tomorrow. You need to have a meeting set up, and we need to go ahead and start working through logistics. If you want to leave some stuff in the building until you get your stuff together, I think that that could be okay. But that's a mayor's call, not a city councilman call. You just need to go ahead, and we need to start having these conversations.
Okay. The other thing that came up yesterday was all organizations are put on notice. Y'all passed a measure saying if you're not in compliance, we can no longer fund you, and there's money for the United Way in jeopardy. Explain what's going on with that.
Yeah, look, so the city council has decided we're going to be consistent. We're not going to pick winners and losers. Everybody's going to be treated the same. And so just one organization is not going to get better treatment than another organization. So that is our intention. Our intention is we now have checks and balances. So the city's never in a position to where it's accidentally funding someone who's not compliant. And then United Way came before us, and we took a first vote on their $20,000. Now, the biggest difference between them and the Arts Council, they don't have a building involved, and they actually have not received a penny of their money where the Arts Council had received all of theirs.
Are they not in compliance with the legislative auditor at this moment?
They are not in compliance. That is apparently why they didn't request their money. They knew they weren't. They knew they were non-compliant, so they chose not to request the money. The council still took a vote to go ahead and do a budget amendment removing it. And we told United Way, hey, once because they're expecting to have their compliance fixed by June 1st of this year. We told them, come back on June 1st and ask for a budget amendment, and we will be happy to give you your funding back. But for now, we're going to be consistent.
Okay, let me ask you another question on another topic. I'm sorry I didn't pre-warn you about this. I apologize.
No, you're good.
Okay.
You're good.
I always surprise you. Does the city have any interest in providing funding for the Louisiana Rougarou?
The arena football team. No, I don't think so. Look, we have the Shreveport-Bossier Sports Commission. That's probably more something for them to look at funding if that's something that they want. Look, I think I've gone to all three home games for the Louisiana Rougarou. If you have not gone, you absolutely should. It's some of the most fun that I've had. I do think that they are bringing a community and economic development product to us. And so I don't think it's inappropriate necessarily for the government to get involved. Look, the state of Louisiana spends millions and millions of dollars on the New Orleans Saints and the New Orleans Pelicans.
Sure.
And that's kind of common across the country. And so, And I get it. People are screaming at their radio right now, like, oh, my God, the Rougarou doesn't have the same impact as the New Orleans Saints.
Sure.
And I get that. But I don't think it's completely inappropriate. And I loved I did watch a little bit of that exchange at the Caddo Commission. And I love when Lyndon Johnson said there's not a wall that divides us. It's just a body of water. And that's absolutely true. We Shreveport-Bossier has to start thinking more regionally and stop thinking in silos, like we're Shreveport and we're Bossier. No, we're Northwest Louisiana. We're going to win together. We're going to lose together. So I don't necessarily think it's completely inappropriate for the Caddo Commission to do what it did. I just don't think it's something that Bossier City is looking to do. Now, the parish of Bossier is apparently considering it.
Ken Ward told me he hadn't heard a thing about it.
Okay, well, see, that, I just heard that in the Caddo Commission meeting.
So, yeah, they got their leg peed on and was told it was raining.
So if officials from the Rougarou came to the city council, would you be open to discussions on funding the arena football team?
I'll always be open to a discussion to anybody if they can show me how it's going to benefit the citizens of Bossier City and the citizens of Northwest Louisiana. I'm always open to that discussion. With their season already kind of being halfway through, it might be a better discussion for next year. Bossier, we don't necessarily, once we make a budget, we don't really like going and making huge budget amendments in the middle of the year.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to talk to the colleagues on the Shreveport-Bossier Sports Commission and see what their thoughts are, because that's the organization and that's the taxing authority that kind of should be funding this.
I know you don't know the answer to this, so I'm going to ask you anyway. Do we know if the visiting teams stay in Bossier or do they stay in Shreveport? Do you have any clue?
Oh, I have no clue.
Okay.
I know they stay somewhere, and I do know that the Louisiana Seafood right across the street from the arena, the Red River Billiards Hall, has been hosting the away team for a pre-game meal and after-game meal, and so I do know that that they are a big supporter, but I don't know the hotel, so
okay.
I couldn't answer that.
Well, I appreciate your time this morning. We will be in touch. Thank you so much, Chris.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Thank y'all. Y'all have a wonderful day.
Sure.
Thank you. You too. Bossier City Councilman Chris Smith, Mike and McCarty, 101.7 FM, 710keel.com.
Now more breaking news and trending talk with Mike and McCarty on 101.7 FM and 710 Keel.
Okay, I have to say, that was refreshing hearing Hoosier Councilman Chris Smith talking about how much fun he had at the Rougarou games.
Absolutely.
And he's been to three of them.
Yes, absolutely.
I appreciate that.
I do need it. When I screw something up, I do want to fix it. And I got a text message yesterday from former Mayor Cedric Glover, who's now the DDA director, and he wanted to correct me and sent me, you know, the proof that we did get our $1 million back from the Pirates, the Glibermans, in that football deal. In fact, we got $1.8 million back. We got interest and attorney's fees, and the money was used for lots of great things around the city.
It wasn't some magnanimous gesture. It was a lawsuit.
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely. But we did get it.
We did get the money back. And the former mayor also says, and I'm going to read it directly because he's slamming on me. Also, the government buying tickets in an instance like this is a horrible idea. Just as bad as the state paying for unplayed rounds of golf at English Turn Golf Course. Okay.
Well, now I thought that was a good idea.
I did too.
You're investing in the organization. You're helping the youth in the area.
Right.
You're supporting. Yeah, I thought that was a great idea.
And if you're just joining us, you know, I did speak with the Bossier Police Jury Administrator, Dr. Ken Ward, told me there's no proposal pending before the Bossier Police Jury to fund the Rougarou. I have reached out to Keith Carter again, inviting him to join us this morning, and I have not heard back from him yet. Hopefully he will. I mean, he's concerned that the seat's hot, and I get that. I understand. But explain why you need the money. Got to hear it.
Mikey McCarty, 101.7 FM, 710keel.com.
You. Best stories of the day with Mike and McCarty on 101.7 FM and 710 Keel.
All right, I've got a question, both of you. There's a story in the news, a tragic story about a robbery that apparently went wrong, ended up in a murder charge here in Shreveport.
Mm-hmm.
It was the robbery of a Planet Fitness?
That's what the early reports indicate. Now, the victim was found outside the O'Reilly Auto Parts on West 70th near West Canal. But the early reports indicate there was a possible robbery at the Planet Fitness, which is at that same location. And y'all both said the same thing I said. What's there to rob in a Planet Fitness?
Right. If I'm going to risk everything to go do armed robbery, it's not going to be a Planet Fitness.
Unless he was just targeting one person.
Right.
He might have known had something he wanted.
Or maybe going into the locker room and robbing everybody. You know, hey, everybody, open your locker and give me. But, man, you're in jeopardy. If you're somebody in there is going to be a cop or, you know what I mean?
Or somebody in there is going to be in pretty dang good shape.
And have a gun possibly, too. You never know. You know, I think you can conceal carry in a gym. I may be wrong. But so I don't know. It's early on. It was 8 o'clock last night when it happened. We know one person has died. One was taken into custody. I'm not sure if there's an official murder charge yet or not. I know they took somebody in custody. But y'all raise a... Who robs a planet? Who robs a health club?
I don't mean to make light of the situation because somebody lost their life, but that did raise questions for me.
Dude, health clubs don't have a cash drawer, do they? I mean...
You don't even go in to pay. People have... Do a monthly membership. You have a plastic card. And you scan it and go in.
Or you have it on your phone. You know, you have the app on your phone. You just scan that. So I don't even think they have cash.
No.
I'm going to help me.
Going to be real honest. It's been a long time since I've been in a Planet Fitness.
Yeah. Well,
I don't know. I can't remember.
I just know I go to the place I go and everybody's scanning in either on their phone or their little tag thing. And I don't even think they have a cash drawer now that I think. I think maybe you can pay to, if you want to shoot hoops, maybe you can pay $10 and I don't know.
Shoot hoops?
Yeah.
At Planet Fitness?
Well, at the Y where I go.
Oh, the Y.
Clubs have different things where if you want to be a guest, you can pay $10 and be a guest. So perhaps they have that, but that's not a big, you're risking, you know, long jail stint for a few bucks. Kinda, I don't get it.
Yeah,
I don't get it.
It just raised questions for me.
I think there's more to it.
You're probably right.
Mm-hmm.
We did get in touch with Keith Carter, owner of the Louisiana Rougarou. He's going to join us.
Mm-hmm.
Coming
he is.
Up after the news, top of the hour.
Yep.
By the way, our apps are down.
Yes.
People have contacted us trying to listen. We'll talk about that. We got to take a quick break. Mm-hmm. 1017 FM, 710keel.com.
Back with more of Mike and McCarty on 1017 FM and 710 Keel.
We're causing people to dust things off this morning. Did you know that?
That is so funny.
I got a text from one of our listeners who normally listens on the app. He said, but I'm listening to y'all on the same clock radio I had in 1999. People are pulling out old radios.
If it works.
I don't think I have a radio at my house anymore.
Are you serious?
I think I trashed it.
We've got a Bose. You know, one of those Bose sound waves still in our dining room that I listen to. I've got a clock radio next to that's my alarm.
Mm-hmm. Have someone who's at their office, and they said, let me know when you have interviews coming up because I'm going to run and sit in my car. You're going to leave your job and go sit in the car because you are seriously addicted. I'm literally like polarized with FOMO, fear I'm going to miss out on something y'all are doing. This is too funny. This is too funny. I'm hunting now for a radio. I know I have one somewhere. Yeah, I'm getting these texts over and over from all kinds of different folks, and they're trying to pull radios out.
Well,
I'd have to find one.
We're having, apparently there's company wide the program that runs the apps. There's some sort of problem.
There's a glitch.
There's a glitch.
And I actually checked to see if you could get it on your laptop or on our online.
Right, you can't.
And you can't get that either. So you can't get the app, and you can't get it on a laptop or a tablet. So you have to do it the old-fashioned way, which is how you're doing it right now.
Right.
So text all your friends. Let them know. Keith Carter is going to join us just after 8 o'clock. He's the owner of the Louisiana Rougarou. We want to ask him specifically, why do you need the $32,000 from the parish? What's it used for? Do you think it's wise for a sports franchise to ask the government for money? And I don't really want to compare it to the Saints. It's a whole different
right.
animal.
Yeah,
NFL franchise is something you covet, and it brings a ton to the city.
Right.
And why is the first stop Caddo Parish when you play your games in Bossier?
And why wasn't he at the Caddo Parish Commission meeting? Maybe he had another meeting. Maybe he was schedule conflict.
Maybe he was told it was a done deal and he didn't need to be. That's what I suspect.
We've got lots of questions.
We've got the votes. Don't worry about it. We got it. We'll see. We shall see. It's starting to fall apart now on him, though. So, and he did. He and I spoke yesterday. He said, how hot's the seat going to be? I said, it's pretty warm. I told him literally.
Sure.
I said, it's pretty warm.
Well,
so he knows. You know. He's not an idiot. He's a savvy businessman. So we'll ask him. We'll see. Lots to talk about with him. So
that's coming up after the news, 8 o'clock news, top of the hour.
Go dig your radios out dust them off. Make sure you can plug them in and they work, or get them some fresh batteries.
Yeah.
Hopefully they'll have our app fixed. Hopefully it'll be quickly. Hopefully today.
Yeah, because if you're listening on your app, you can't listen.
Thanks, Mike. Appreciate that. Yeah.
1017 FM, 710 Keel.
Let's get back to the show with Mike and McCarty on 1017 FM and 710 Keel.
Yeah, so if you're listening on the app, you can't hear me tell you the app is down. I got a text from a friend said that they're listening on Alexa.
Oh, good. Okay.
So I don't know how that works. If Alexa's... I don't know what the process is. Obviously, it isn't pulling off the streaming feed.
Right,
we
exactly.
We don't know how any of this works.
No,
well, that's true,
don't.
Too.
That's why we hire engineers.
I just push this red button and start and talking my dumb
might as
mouth.
Well be, it might as well be magic to us.
And what did I ask you this morning, Ruben, when something was not working over here? You said what?
What did I say?
You said hit it.
Yeah, hit it.
So we're trying to hit the app right now because Ruben said to.
Take our shoe off.
Yeah.
Give it a Brogan adjustment.
What happens if you bash your computer with a shoe? Does it hurt it?
They take it out of your paycheck.
Yeah. You go ahead and try it on yours.
Yeah. I just got another text. Is the app sound feed having issues? Yes, it's having issues. I got another text from somebody who sent me a picture of their old radio. Looks like it dates back to the 90s and said, I wasn't sure this piece of trash still worked. And they have it on 710. Yeah, you can get us, by the way, on AM and FM. We're at 710 AM on the dial and 1017 FM on the dial. And
1017 FM, 710 Kiel.
And it depends on where you are. In the metro, you're going to lose the FM. It's a low power FM.
Yeah, it's not a 50,000 watt full power FM.
No. So you'll get it in the metro. You're going to lose it in some parts of the community, but the AM is still sounding pretty strong. They got it sounding pretty good right now. So
I can pick us up on the AM all the way into Longview.
Oh wow. Okay, yeah. Good.
And then I have to switch to the app. Back in the days when I was listening like to Rush.
Yes.
Moving over and I was like, "Oh, I don't want to miss."
This is one thing, though, we don't realize. We don't realize how many people listen on that app until it goes down. My phone's blowing up.
Same here.
My email is blowing up. What's wrong with your app? What's wrong with your app? Our message board's blowing up. What's the matter with your app? It's not just a Shreveport thing. I think it's corporate-wide.
Right.
And we started getting... Here's how radio works these days. I'll give you a little inside baseball. When things go down... emails immediately go out. Automatic emails go out to our engineering,
right?
Our brand managers. You know, we get all these emails. So I wake up this morning and I go in my email and I have 1,000 emails about apps being down. You know, and so I'm trying to.
I'm glad you're on that list and I'm not.
Oh yeah, and so I'm looking at that. I'm realizing it's company wide, and we have to send a ticket in to our IT department, and they're working on it. They notify you, hey, we're working on this. We know it's a problem, so.
And it's a revenue generator, so believe you me, they're working on it.
Absolutely, because you can actually, if you want to spend money with our radio stations, you can spend money on our app, on our radio signal, on both. We encourage you to do both on our website. Yeah, so it's one of those things where it is definitely a revenue generator for our company, and so they will have the best and brightest on it, and already do, I'm certain of it. So they're working on it ASAP. But I love all these people that are sending me pictures of these old radios they're getting out. Breaking them out, turning them on, putting new batteries in, and plugging them in.
When's the last time you actually tuned a dial?
Oh, wow. It's been a long time. A long time. And the last radio I had at my house was one of those big boom boxes that sat up on my dresser. And it had a CD player, and it had the radio combo. So anyway.
I've got one on my record player, and I've got one of those crank-up emergency ones.
Oh, man. You're all hooked up. Definitely.
Keith Carter, owner of the Louisiana Rougarou, joining us right after the local news. 1017 FM, 710 Kiel. One oh one seven FM 710 Keo, Micah McCarty on the Jack Spring Electric Newsmaker Hotline. Keith Carter, owner of the Louisiana Rougarou. I love that name. Rougarou. Joining us. Keith, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. How is everyone?
Well, we're doing great. Thank you for stepping up and coming on and answering some questions. A lot of people have questions about the request to the Caddo Parish Commission for the Rougarou for over $30,000. And one of the things that that wasn't answered was, what is the money going to be used for?
Well, it's a great question, and I was kind of out of pocket yesterday and the day before, and I appreciate you guys giving me an opportunity to come on this morning, even though the app's not working and we're listening to it old school. You'll get the radio one way or the other, so I got to drink coffee in the car this morning and listen to the radio. So
I saw you at the mayor's luncheon yesterday, but I didn't get a chance to get over and holler at you.
Yep. I had a really great barbecue plate. So sorry I didn't get to see you and Miss Erin. Hope everything is going good with you.
Tell us about this funding request and what this money will be used for.
So the entire premise is, and I don't want to, and I've got plenty of time to go and want to go back over what we're doing with the Louisiana Rougarou. But the Louisiana Rougarou, the only professional sports program here in Northwest Louisiana, and it started last year over as the Shreveport, and it played at the Hirsch and got an opportunity for the guys that owned it, involved it to kind of get out of arena football and get out of town, and had an opportunity and talk to my wife and my family and a lot of people, including yourself and everyone else, wanted it to stay, wanted it to be here. I didn't have owning an arena football team in my bingo cards anytime soon, but here I am. And so it's kind of been a labor of love, and we've brought this organically together with a large group of employees and staff and volunteers. And the ask is for us to get a public-private partnership to help fund activities, marketing camps, youth assemblies, to get our professional football players that each have a story of some kind into the school systems, starting in Caddo and the city of Shreveport, to after school programs, into nonprofits, and get the support that we need. This was an opportunity and a funding source through economic development to spur the local economy to get kids to be able to come to the game by giving them tickets, by supporting their assemblies, by supporting marketing efforts, either on TV, radio, print, to get the word out about our 7 home games. We have 4 left here, where we're playing, how we're playing, what the rules are, and what the kind of players we have coming in town to lead this team.
Now, this is a professional football team. The players are all paid. What's the average salary for the arena football players for the Rougarou?
It is not much. It's going to surprise you. We're in the National Arena League. So the National Arena League is set like the NFL. It's a nonprofit league, and it has 9 team owners, and we're on the board. Actually, on one of the other two owners and myself are on the executive committee. The National Arena League is owned by all 9 team owners, just set up like the NFL. So we actually have a not-for-profit National Arena League program. Owners like myself in the company is Louisiana Rougarou LLC. We're a sole proprietor. Myself and my wife Kim, we own this 100% ourselves. We've got 50 or more partners that have bought suites and tickets.
So wait, get back to the question. What do the players make?
To tell you, the NAL has a salary cap for our entire season of $65,000. So we pay around $6,500 a game, spread out over the 25 players that we have on our roster.
Okay.
So you can do the math. It's around a couple of $100 a game, and we provide them living, a place to live, a place to work out, a place to go, and they participate in community events. Sometimes these players have to have part-time jobs, but this is not something that is NFL-level pay. We have a salary cap of that.
Let's clear some things up. Were you part of the ownership of this team last year?
No, I was not. I was an investor. I got taken for more money than anyone else did. These two guys came in with a promise. You met both of these guys. I think they're on your radio.
Sure.
They're on TV. They came in with a promise and an idea, and I invested in that. And I did the media on it. I was the local guy. I was excited about it. I was bringing in partners, bringing in partnerships. When I started getting notified that they were not paying their bills, they were not doing good deals, their checks were going bad, I reached out to everyone and will continue to reach out to everyone, and had an option of not doing this at all, taking my loss, taking my lumps. But a lot of people, including my family, we didn't want to fail at this.
And I'm looking at a business card, though, Mr. Carter, that says March 2025, Arena Football. It says Keith Carter, owner.
Yep, that they actually made that for me. I invested in the owner's group. I never was the owner of their company. They controlled all the assets, the checks, the credit cards. And I can promise you this, there's probably a lot of people, or there's several people out there that they did deal with that I don't think anyone ever knew that they didn't get paid or did get paid. I have no idea. That's them, and they need to take it up with them.
Okay. There was also a mention that the Bossier police jury was waiting on Caddo Parish to act on funding for you. I spoke with Ken Ward, the administrator of the Bossier police jury. He said there's nothing pending before his group for funding for you guys. Have you asked the Bossier police jury for money, or will you be doing that?
Yes, I think so. I think we rewind a little bit. Back in October, November, January, December, January, I went to every working meeting of Caddo Commission, Shreveport City Council, Bossier City Council, and Bossier Parish Police Jury to introduce myself, introduce our schedule, tell them what I'm doing and what I'm dedicating from a grassroots effort. And I actually have been petitioning out to all of these quasi-government agencies, nonprofits that get government money, and the governments themselves to ask for assistance to support economic development here locally. If we can promote it locally, then we can get people from out of town coming. We spend a lot of money and a lot of staff to promote nationally for people to come into the Shreveport Bossier, Northwest Louisiana. So yes, I personally went in front of every single body and asked them for our unity in community package. And you can, I'll ask them that. I gave 50 tickets at a very discounted rate with no fees or anything. I would absorb all those for them to take this to their constituents. They could use governmental money. They could use nonprofit money, their own personal money, to buy ticket packages for their constituents to come to games. These may be people that can't afford to go to games or can't afford to go to games, but the only way local sports makes it is through tourism dollars of people coming in to see it. The only way that you can do that is to get the local involvement. That's what stage we're in right now. If no one comes to arena football game, it can't self-support. Well, it sure shouldn't be a social net of survival, and it can't be government run or supported. But just like everything else, when we talk about economic development, we spend a lot of money, public and private, for economic development, but we don't spend a lot of time and money on economic retention. So to get our kids involved in this is going to retain their talent in Shreveport, have sports entertainment here, have professional athletes in the schools and assemblies. And if the government has economic development money that they will spend on companies to advertise or to come into town and then leave with our money to do different things, then maybe we can allocate a little bit for the local people that are trying to do things here good.
Mm-hmm. We're talking with Keith Carter, owner of the Louisiana Rougarou. Keith, can you hold on the line? We've got to take a quick break, but I've got some more questions.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much. Mike and McCarty, 101.7 FM, 710keel.com.
Now more breaking news and trending talk with Mike and McCarty on 101.7 FM and 710 Keel.
Owner of the Louisiana Rougarou, Keith Carter, on the Jack Spring Electric Newsmaker Hotline. Keith, in the Caddo Parish Commission meeting, there was a statement that said that the Rougarou has 241 employees. How many people are on the payroll?
And we're back on?
Yes,
we're back on the air, yes.
Oh, okay. All right, great. 241 is probably a pretty strong number. You got to remember we have 35 players on our camp roster, dropped down to 25 on our travel roster. We dress out 21, 10 coaches. I've got 10 staff. And then we have probably 100 that work in and around the Brookshire's Grocery Arena, from athletic trainers.
But those aren't your employees. Media. They work for the Brookshire Grocery Arena, don't they?
Well, they would not be employed if we didn't have a game there that night.
Okay, but your players aren't full-time. That's not a full-time salary, obviously. So for them to say there's 241 full-time jobs, that was a little inaccurate, yeah. I believe.
Well, and you know what, though, Aaron? There'd be zero jobs if we weren't doing that. So the question really lies in what are we doing and how are we doing it? And what do we need help doing? Mm-hmm. Because when I talked to you about this last year, about 6 or 7 months ago, we were on the show, I think one of my other companies, we were talking about there's nothing to do in Shreveport. Everybody wants to worry about Kids don't have anything to do. There's no sports that stays. There's sure. no, you know, the idea is to try to actually do something. And I think I mentioned to you at one time, Mike, on one of our phone calls, we were talking about, you know, Theodore Roosevelt, Man in the Arena. Well, the team this year has taken the motto of Man in the Arena. It's the actual doer in the arena that gets all the criticism if they do or they don't. And the criticism is so strong, but the actual people doing stuff is so light. So I am the man in the arena. If you'll go to YouTube, you're probably going to see our documentary series that we've actually talked to Wade that with the Film and TV Commission down here. We are trying to work with Visit Shreveport-Bossier, the sports commission. What we're actually trying to do is get an arena football documentary based in Shreveport-Bossier around what we're doing ourselves organically.
Cool.
Those are some of the things that everything has a trickle effect. So Ms. Aaron, when you talk about how many employees there are, well, today's payroll, and I have to go in today and pay everybody and pay all the bills. But my Treetop Entertainment is six people. I have a football operations just to run the chains, the footballs, the clock, the scoreboard. That's 12 people. There's six referees that come in nationally to referee our game. All those people at Brookshire's, that's a rental charge. Those people work for Legions Global. They do a wonderful job. But all the concession stands, security guards, security checkers, ticket checkers, all those people have to be paid within the contract. So the contract is organic to where the more people come, it can pay for itself.
Mm-hmm.
So the goal is that you should not have any outside support, but most everything has to have seed money and help. And if there's one way to do that in economic development, when you look at economic development and the amount of money, man and woman hours we spend on sending people out into the country to promote Northwest Louisiana, we have to have things to promote.
If you don't get this money, do you leave? Do you shut down if you don't get this $32,000? What happens to the team if they say no?
No, ma'am. Because the $32,500 is the number that we wanted to try to get from all the agencies to promote our organic piece. And that's two things. Marketing and being able to get our players into camps, leaving football at assemblies, talking to kids, and then being able to give them the tickets. So what you said yesterday, I will agree to that. If Caddo Commission approves $32,500, I'll absorb everything. I'll have 50% of the cost, and I will sell those tickets at $10 a piece. Your $1,000 you committed to put to yesterday, and you said you had another 10,000 people to go with it, we will use that for all tickets for anybody that needs Title I tickets, low-income tickets, high-income tickets. We need to get the youth and the people in Shreveport-Bossier into this arena. It doesn't matter if it's 100 yards into Bossier City or Bossier Parish. Most all arenas are in different places. Where did the Texas Rangers play for the last 40 years? In Arlington. Where did the Dallas Cowboys play? In Arlington. The location of the arena shouldn't be a problem for the solution of our community.
Keith,
really want to unify the community, this is an idea that you can do this around football. Just in 50 miles of Shreveport-Bossier, Mike, there is 10,000 kids involved in football every year. This is the only professional sports team this side of the New Orleans Saints and the Dallas Cowboys.
Let me ask you a question.
To do it different.
Keith, let me jump in, because I do think it's important, as you're aware, this community is gun-shy of sports organizations. But I do think it's important that you're not coming in fly by night. You're a business owner in this community. You're from here, if I'm correct.
So my dad was a banker in North Caddo Parish all of his life. My mom's a school teacher for 40 years up at Herndon. I went to Blanchard and Northwood and left right after high school to go to Northeast to LSU. And I met my high school sweetheart. We got married. We've been back here 25 years. I've lived in Shreveport and Caddo Parish. Both my children went to school here. They're both at LSU now. I've owned Always Best Care for 13 years. I've been a paramedic and ran helicopter programs for the last 25 years. I went to Caribbean Medical School on a hope and a dream, and I provided for my family. This was something that I stepped into as an investor because I thought it would be a great idea and give something to do. And every time I go out to meetings and I go out to hear stuff, it's always nothing to do and how terrible this is. And I remember speaking to Keith Hightower when he was running for office and Bobby Jindal when he was running for governor about what they were going to do in Northwest Louisiana. And just last month, and I think I maybe saw you guys, the Chamber of Commerce, and I went up and shook Billy Nungesser's hand. I said, Lieutenant Governor, my name is Keith Carter with the Louisiana Rougarou. And his eyes perked up. He said, I've heard of you. I want to help you. Turned and gave me his personal cell phone number on a card and said, I want to bring a Louisiana Seafood Bowl up to one of your games. I'm going to give you money, but you got to get Northwest Louisiana together so that I can help you guys.
I'm getting a couple of comments about the past ownership and wanting me to ask you, will you pledge to pay all the bills that you owe if you get this money from the parish, or if you're not, you're going to, there's a bad taste in the mouth from some of the people that are owed money from last year's team. Are you pledging to take care of the bills that this team incurs?
Ask them, have they talked to me about that? Because if they haven't, I'd love to talk to them and figure out a strategy. It's just like any other business. It's very hard for me to commit to pay bills on what contract they made with somebody else and what that bill was. But I will definitely look at it, and I'll bring it to light, because sunshine solves everything, and I'm not hiding from anything. That's why I got on your radio today, and that's why I don't mind going on 3, 6, and 12 if I need to. But we're going to spend so much time on what was instead of what could be.
Right.
And that's probably a major problem.
Well, a lot of times what was affects what could be, though, as you know.
Yeah, it does. It does. And, you know, we all are armchair quarterbacks after the fact, but nobody really wants to roll their sleeves up and do the work that it takes to be successful. I am. That's why I'm on this radio. I heard the vitriol yesterday, and I totally understand it. I listened to your Caddo commissioners. I totally understand it. I totally get it. And so the answer to the question is, if the Caddo Commission is a private company money, I don't want the money. I don't need the money. I don't need the money for anything but economic development. We could come up with
a plan. It's not for hotel rooms, as was mentioned by Mr. Atkins?
No, ma'am. It's not for hotel rooms. It's not for hotel rooms. We had the Dodge City, Kansas, Southwest Kansas team that drove in. They got 20 hotel rooms. They brought they had another 20, 30 hotel rooms. It's about 50 hotel rooms just directly affecting us. This has nothing to do with hotel rooms. It has nothing to do with any money that I need to pay for anything. I don't even want any of the I don't even want public money written to Shreveport Rougarou LLC. We'll come up with a plan. If it has to be written to Town Square Media for us to have an ad on your morning show again, we'll do that. That's fine for me. Mm-hmm. Commercial on any of the TVs, that's fine. Our print media, our glossies, I want to get the word out that this is a good thing for the community, and there's finally someone in the community that actually cares about that.
Chris,
because my goal is to be budget neutral. So the answer to your question, if we want to use this money for tickets for the youth, and I will accept your challenge, Aaron, from yesterday. Mm-hmm. I'll use all of that money to provide tickets, because you said you put in 1,000, you had 9 other people put in another 1,000. That's 10. That's 12. 32. 5. I will meet you halfway and cut 50% off of all of my fees on that, and I'll eat 50% to get twice as many tickets for you, and let's get some kids in the seats. And after they get done with this game, if you have one child or one adult that was not positively affected by what we're trying to put on the field, even though it's at Brookshire's Grocery Arena, I'll give them their money back.
Now, Keith, we got to wrap up. We're way behind time. Yep. Are you going to be at the commission meeting tomorrow?
I can. I've got an event first thing in the morning. You know, I wrap myself around some really great people that are experienced in arena football and experienced in public affairs, and they do the work of the Rougarou. I also own another business that takes up all my time. This is not something that I'm coming into town to do. This is something that I, being in town, saw a solution and want to try to do it, because I didn't want it to fail. And I didn't want the people that got their black eyes for doing business with people that carpetbagged in town and did the wrong thing. I didn't want that to be the legacy or me be associated with that. So I'm trying to do it right. Anybody that you talk to on your message board, Ms. Aaron, mm-hmm. I ask them if they have my number. I guarantee you they do. And then let's reconnect on that communication, and I want to help solve everything, because y'all know me. We've talked personally. I'm not trying to do this for any reason but to give back to the community, to have a legacy that's positive here.
Keith Carter, owner of the Louisiana Rougarou. Look, we're pulling for you. We hope everything works out. Thanks for jumping on with us.
Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. 101.7 FM, 710 Keel, Mike and McCarty.
Back with McCarty on 101.7 FM and 710 Keel.
Bossier Councilman Chris Smith talked to us about their decision to cut ties with the Arts Council. Hear what he's got to say right after the break. 101.7 FM, 710Keel.com.
Get back to the show with Mike and McCarty on 101.7 FM and 710 Keel.
What a 107 FM, 710 Keel, Mike and McCarty on the Jack Spring Electric Newsmaker Hotline. Bossier City Councilman Chris Smith joining us. Chris, good morning. Thanks for jumping on with us.
Good morning. How are y'all?
Well, we're doing very well. The vote yesterday, 5-2 to cut ties with the Bossier Arts Council is, again, as an actor that's done shows it there for years and years, this is sad, but I understand the position of the council.
Yeah. And, you know, there was also another agenda item on yesterday's agenda where the city is doing its part to try to make sure that the building stays open, the programming stays open. And look, after the meeting, there were some good conversations had with some of the staff and board members of the BAC. They have plans. They're going to be meeting with the city over the next couple weeks and coming up with a formalized plan of kind of what it's going to look like in the interim.
Yeah, how will that work if the Bossier Arts Council is not there? How will those programs continue in the building?
So there's some people who have some space there. You know, I know there's someone who does art classes for homeschool kids, someone who does theater classes. The city is going to offer them that they can stay. We'll have an employee kind of running the building, taking over for the management of the building from the Arts Council. But anybody who's currently doing programming through the Bossier Arts Council that wants to stay in place, that is absolutely going to be on the table. There's already events. There's already galleries that are scheduled throughout the end of the year. All of that is our complete intention for all of that to continue to go forward as planned.
What's the happy ending to this, Chris Smith? They get in compliance and they come back in and everybody kisses and makes up?
Yeah, I think so. And look, I was talking to one of the board members. She's brand new yesterday. And I said, you know, I know you may not see this right now, but the way the Arts Council was going before you got on here and all of the new board members got on here, the Arts Council was quickly going down a path to being defunct because they would have continued to get further and further behind had the city not stepped in. They had major discrepancies. And so what they have been able to do is they have been able to fix that. So they will never be in this position again. You know, the Arts Council now has a pretty bright future ahead of it because some great people have gotten involved, done tremendous work over the last 5 weeks. They'll be able to get this thing back on the rails. And when they do, the Arts Council is going to have a bright future. I'm excited for them to come back to the city, for us to reengage our relationship and us continue to thrive.
Will they be able to come back into the same building?
Absolutely. If that is their desire, then yes, that will certainly be on the table. You know, the city owns that building. There's really not you've been inside of it. There's not a whole lot of good use for it. It's perfect to be an arts building. So that's 100% our intention right now.
Good. I've heard criticism. I'm sorry, Aaron. I want to follow up on that. I've heard criticism that, well, the council has been trying to kick the Bossier Arts Council out for years. They want that building. That's not the case, is it?
That is 100% not the case. We have no big secret plan for the building. We're certainly not trying to sell it. We're not hoping that it turns into a restaurant or bar. All of these things I've seen on social media, they're just not true.
It is the Bossier Arts Council building. It's a cultural building. You know, best case scenario, it could be turned into an office building, but the city doesn't need a new office building. We have plenty of office space.
Mm-hmm.
And so, our plan is to continue running programming out of there until the Arts Council gets back on its feet.
Very emotional yesterday from several folks who urged you and asked you, begged essentially, for more time, saying getting out by the end of the month. Whose fixtures belong to who, and how is the city going to manage that to make sure the Bossier Arts Council doesn't take things that actually belong to the city, or that they do get the property that does belong to them?
Yeah, so this is going to kind of be a little bit of a long road. There's lots of things in the building that could be argued are the Arts Council. There's some things that I guess could be argued as the city's or joint ownership. So it's going to be challenging at best. I encouraged yesterday the president of their board. I said, look, there's no point in waiting on this. You need to be calling the mayor's office tomorrow. You need to have a meeting set up, and we need to go ahead and start working through logistics. If you want to leave some stuff in the building until you get your stuff together, I think that that could be okay. But that's, again, that's a mayor's call, not a city councilman call. You just need to go ahead, and we need to start having these conversations.
Okay. The other thing that came up yesterday was all organizations are put on notice. Y'all passed a measure saying if you're not in compliance, we can no longer fund you, and there's money for the United Way in jeopardy. Explain what's going on with that.
Yeah, look, so the city council has decided we're going to be consistent. We're not going to pick winners and losers. Everybody's going to be treated the same. And so just one organization is not going to get better treatment than another organization. So that is our intention. Our intention is to be, we now have checks and balances, so the city's never in a position to where it's accidentally funding someone who's not compliant. And then United Way came before us, and we took a first vote on their $20,000. Now, the biggest difference between them and the Arts Council, they don't have a building involved, and they actually have not received a penny of their money where the Arts Council had received all of theirs.
Are they not in compliance with the legislative auditor at this moment?
They are not in compliance. That is apparently why they didn't request their money. They knew they were non-compliant, so they chose not to request the money. The council still took a vote to go ahead and do a budget amendment removing it. And we told United Way, hey, once, cause they're expecting to have their compliance fixed by June 1st of this year. We told them come back on June 1st and ask for a budget amendment, and we will be happy to give you your funding back. But for now, we're going to be consistent.
Okay, let me ask you another question on another topic. I'm sorry I didn't pre-warn you about this. I apologize.
No, you're good.
Okay.
You're good.
I always surprise you. Does the city have any interest in providing funding for the Louisiana Rougarou?
The arena football team. No, I don't think so. Look, we have the Shreveport-Bossier Sports Commission. That's probably more something for them to look at funding if that's something that they want. Look, I think I've gone to all three home games for the Louisiana Rougarou. If you have not gone, you absolutely should. It's some of the most fun that I've had. I do think that they are bringing a community and economic development product to us. And so I don't think it's inappropriate necessarily for the government to get involved. Look, the state of Louisiana spends millions and millions of dollars on the New Orleans Saints and the New Orleans Pelicans.
Sure.
And that's kind of common across the country. And so, And I get it. People are screaming at their radio right now, like, oh, my God, the Rougarou doesn't have the same impact as the New Orleans Saints.
Sure.
And I get that. But I don't think it's completely inappropriate. And I loved I did watch a little bit of that exchange at the Caddo Commission. And I love when Lyndon Johnson said there's not a wall that divides us. It's just a body of water. And that's absolutely true. We Shreveport-Bossier has to start thinking more regionally and stop thinking silos like we're Shreveport and we're Bossier. No, we're Northwest Louisiana.
together, we're going to lose together. So I don't necessarily think it's completely inappropriate for the Caddo Commission to do what it did. I just don't think it's something that Bossier City is looking to do. Now, the parish of Bossier is apparently considering it.
Ken Ward told me he hadn't heard a thing about it.
Okay, well, see, that, I just heard that in the Caddo Commission meeting.
So, yeah, they got their leg peed on and was told it was raining.
So if officials from the Rougarou came to the city council, would you be open to discussions on funding the arena football team?
I'll always be open to a discussion to anybody if they can show me how it's going to benefit the citizens of Bossier City and the citizens of Northwest Louisiana. I'm always open to that discussion. You know, with their season already kind of being halfway through, it might be a better discussion for next year. Bossier, we don't necessarily, once we make a budget, we don't really like going and making huge budget amendments in the middle of the year.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to talk to the colleagues on the Shreveport-Bossier Sports Commission and see what their thoughts are, because that's the organization and that's the taxing authority that kind of should be funding this.
I know you don't know the answer to this, so I'm going to ask you anyway. Do we know if the visiting teams stay in Bossier or do they stay in Shreveport? Do you have any clue?
Oh, I have no clue.
Okay.
I know they stay somewhere, and I do know that the Louisiana Seafood right across the street from the arena, the Red River Billiards Hall, has been hosting the away team for a pre-game meal and after-game meal, and so I do know that that they are a big supporter, but I don't know the hotel, so
okay.
I couldn't answer that.
Well, I appreciate your time this morning. We will be in touch. Thank you so much, Chris.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Thank y'all. You'll have a wonderful day.
Sure.
Thank you. You too. Bossier City Councilman Chris Smith, Mike and McCarty, 101.7 FM, 710keel.com.
Now more breaking news and trending talk with Mike and McCarty on 101.7 FM and 710 Keel.
I don't know, but is our app down?
Yeah, our app is down. Yeah, still down.
I couldn't tell from the hundreds of messages we've gotten.
Man, my
on
phone
the Shreveport
blew up.
Security Systems message board, the texts. You're on an email.
Oh, yeah, I get an email alert
folks
that send in to the website that the app's not working, the online streaming's not working. Alexa is working.
That's
so
odd.
If you have an Alexa, one of those little Alexa devices, you can listen on Alexa or on an old-fashioned radio.
like somebody said, I listen to you every morning on my 1982 Panasonic clock radio I bought from Spiegel.
That's crazy. That is crazy.
I love that.
And another one said, text me. I got to leave work to go sit in my car and listen if you got anything good coming up. So people are leaving their jobs.
You might
to
as
listen.
Well just stay in your car until 9 car. O'clock.
Yes, absolutely. Stay in the car.
101.7 FM, 710 Keel, and not on the free app.